This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
That's your answer to everything. Tattoo it on your forehead. Your revolution is over, Mr. Lebowski. Condolences. The bomb's lost. My advice to you is to do what your parents did. Get a job, sir. The bombs will always lose. Do you hear me, Lebowski?
OT overtime, hour two.
Dose.
Live from the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. Will Stevens, Tucker Holt in here with you guys. The remix, hour two also. Known plainly as just also. The sequel, as people call it. People have called it.
Some have. We're just hanging out, man. It's been a good start to the show today so far. Vols are knocking. I don't know if anybody was listening to hour one.
Good crowd.
Catch that on the podcast on SoundCloud where you get your podcasts.
Mic on.
Yeah, your mic's on.
Okay. Sorry, I can't hear myself.
Sorry, I was still just monologuing.
No, you're good. I
was recapping.
I had to burp. But
yeah, no, you did. I turned your mic off.
Very solid crowd for a Tuesday baseball game in 90
degree
weather.
Well, it's senior day. I think people wanted to get out there and show their respects.
That's why I wanted to go out there.
Pay their respects.
Great crowd, though. I'm very excited about that.
Yeah, I mean...
we get into a game?
Yeah, we're getting to a game. I mean, we're probably going to go to like a regional, Chief. We'll
I
find
didn't
a way.
I get to go last year.
No, you didn't, and you missed
it's
out on...
It's expensive, dude.
It was expensive, but it was worth every penny that I paid.
How much did you pay for this? I don't mean to
I think I got in for a hundo.
Nope, I'm not going. I can't
that
do
was
this.
A to a super regional,
I can't
though.
Do that.
That was
sorry.
To a super regional.
I can't do that.
That wasn't bad. I think it was a hundo. I might have paid less than that.
I can't do a hundo.
I might have paid less than that. I don't remember. You wouldn't do a hundo?
I'm at the point where I have... like.
I guess so.
If you would hit me up a few months ago, yeah, probably.
Sure.
I pay a
little. You were throwing out hundos left and right back then.
I bought your buddy's ticket to a smoking. Not 100, but that like I spent I think close to $100 that night.
You were balling, bro.
And, like again, if you would hit me up a couple months ago, I probably could afford
right.
it. Paying a little bit too much in rent nowadays.
Yeah, you did buy that mansion.
Yeah, I bought one of Nate's
up in the
private
hills.
Planes off of him too. And,
yeah,
like, he gave me a deal on it, but a private plane's still a private plane. You
it,
know what I mean?
It flies,
yeah.
Does it not?
It does.
That's a plane, you know. That's pretty cool. How many of you listening have a private plane?
Probably all of them.
A few, probably. You know, we attract a certain tax bracket. You know what I mean?
Obviously, Nate having a private jet is
he's got
is,
a few.
Is,
Don't
is,
say a.
Is very is a very funny joke. Who do you think at the station would be most likely to have an insane amount of wealth that no one knows about?
I mean, I could see Bear being like a multimillionaire.
Yeah, I know. Bear's
not telling a
guy.
Soul. You know.
That's a good point.
He does drive that Wraith. Have you seen him when he pulls in up in the Wraith? The Rolls Royce Wraith?
See, I didn't know what that was, so I thought you were just shouting out his actual car, make, and model for a second. And I was like, you can't.
Every now and then he pulls up in the Wraith.
I guess you're right.
It's pretty sick, dude. All white. It's got the pearlescent paint.
It would be very funny. I want to drive a hearse when I'm older. I think that would be hilarious.
You look like a mortician.
But just like slowed up next to an old lady and be like, get in.
Get in. She's like, oh, am I late? Yeah, honey.
I think that would be funny.
You take her to bingo.
You know, I don't know if I talked about this. Very depressing, but also not made me chuckle, but just like, I didn't realize this, but it's very depressing and it makes sense. I was driving home from a Mother's Day event.
Okay.
And I passed a cemetery, and it was the busiest I've ever seen a cemetery.
Is
that common?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know that. I thought I was
why
shocked.
Would you, why would it not be?
I was just, I was like.
Mother's Day, guy.
Yeah, I guess.
Come on,
I guess
bro.
That makes sense.
People got moms.
Not anymore.
Some people don't. I mean, they're still. You know, I'm not trying to wrestle with the harsh reality of mortality.
No, it sucks. I didn't realize that, and then it made a lot of sense.
Yeah.
After a couple minutes. Yeah.
I wrestled with my own mortality last night. I tweeted about it. It was kind of scary.
Sorry.
You ever accidentally drink too many energy drinks?
I accidentally, when I first started drinking like my own coffee,
dude.
I had a cup of coffee and it didn't hit. So then I had another cup of coffee and then I just had the jitters for the rest of the day and it was terrifying.
I consumed way too much yesterday.
Oh, sweet. Yeah, you got a ton of traction.
Yeah, it was
week.
A good one. Yeah. Everybody go check it out. Sick tweet. But no, just the word mortality reminded me of my tweet. But I was genuinely like going through it last night. I don't know how energy drinks are just so willy-nilly. I don't really drink them that often. I was feeling kind of tired yesterday, so I drank one. And I was like, you know, I'm still kind of tired. But then I had like half of one left over, so it kind of like drug out for a few hours over. You know, I think I wanted to go into it with a certain amount of commitment, but I drank one and a half, and then waited an hour and then finished the other half,
but it
was too late.
Those two Red Bulls you brought in yesterday?
They were the big ones, yeah.
Yeah, I almost asked for one of those, but I was like,
yeah,
no.
I should have given you one of those.
You didn't even offer.
I felt like an amoeba. My entire body was, like, vibrating. You know? I could feel my own heart rate. I was very nervous.
I love going through your tweets, because
they're bad.
Yeah.
They're no good.
That's why I don't tweet anymore, because all my tweets are also bad.
Right. Well, all tweets are bad. There's no point for any tweet.
Like, your most, in the past couple of days, your most interacted tweet is the PSA, you can't merge onto the interstate going 40, you actual idiot, who gave you your license? And the reason that that has the most interaction is because someone commented my name at the bottom of it.
That is not true. I think I got some likes on that one,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, three.
Three? That's pretty good. That's pretty good. How many likes you got on your most recent tweet?
Let me go look.
Or a tweet within the last week.
I don't think I've tweeted within the last week.
Boom. You got to be out there. You got to be engaging with the people. I give the people what they want.
My last tweet was May 9th, where I just thought we had a funny episode, so I tweeted it out.
That's cute.
Just said funny things were said.
Was funny things said?
I think so.
Probably.
And then my most recent actual tweet was during the show when I said overtime is officially the HR department of Fan Radio, and that got 6 likes, so double.
That's pretty good. That's a good one.
Then my tweet after that was a Roe v. Wade joke where it was Greg
McEnroe. Those are hot in the streets.
It was Greg McEnroe playing Dwayne Wade in tennis.
Right.
It's a good one.
It's pretty funny.
I wish all...
Are we going to do a Twitter?
I'm just reading all of them. Yeah. Oh, can we do... Let me see if I have any good drafts.
Dude, why do you want to go through drafts? I don't draft anything. I mean, I can go through them, you know. Do you want me to? I have one. My most recent draft just says, "This is as close as I'll get."
That's it.
I didn't finish it.
Let me go through. Let me see.
I guess I didn't know how to take it anywhere.
I don't know if I have any good ones.
I have one that just says "finish them." In all caps.
You're probably talking baseball.
Probably baseball or something. Something about "and Aaron Donald," comma, but nothing was else said. The next one says "bye Sorensen." I thought Daniel Sorensen might have been gone. He stuck around. A lot of people are high on the. Nothing else after that. I just went to delete it. I guess I missed the delete button.
I have a Auburn baseball thought games were only 6 innings long. Common mistake.
Some people think that.
I should have tweeted that.
You should have tweeted that.
Most of my tweets are, I hate my life for a lot more reasons than being a Tennessee fan nerd. I think someone told me I hate my life.
That's pretty good.
I held on to that one.
I have one that's a draft.
I can't say that one. That's very funny, though.
It's a draft that just says, dude.
That's it?
It just says, dude.
I got a couple good ones.
That says, I'm going to fist fight a ticket site.
Which ticket site?
I don't know. It's one of them.
I have one of, it's Eric Plovzich. Uros Plovzich sitting in the cockpit, and it just says Air Plovzich. That's a good tweet.
That's pretty good. Yeah, I like that. This is a good tweet that didn't send, apparently. Maybe. It just says this. It's not even cool. It's not even a good tweet. I hate that tweet. Actually,
I think I have some jokes in mind. I'm sending you this one though, because it's a very. Just go look at your Twitter DM.
Okay, I have one that just says, quotation mark, Floyd Mayweather, no other quotation mark, nothing else. That was the whole tweet. That would have been the whole tweet.
Looks like I don't have any new jokes. That sucks. This is fun.
Yeah.
Did you like that tweet I just sent you, though?
I don't know. I haven't looked at it.
Go look at it.
I'm looking at it. No, I'm not. Hold on. That's funny. Sure. Sure. You can't say that.
There's a reason that's in the drafts.
The drafts, where it'll stay forever. You should probably just delete that one. I don't know why you'd want that hanging around.
Because it's funny.
No, you can't say that.
I never will. But it gives me a good chuckle.
Okay.
I forgot about it.
All right.
I can't say that one either. I got some good jokes. I just can't say
right.
half of them.
If only we were, you
app
know.
Only. It would be cool to do an app-only show.
I think we need to do an app-only show one day. I think we're, I mean, I don't know. The thing, I think we would be like a slow ease into it, though. You know, you can't just come firing out the gates.
No, but like, I all willy-nilly. Also, an app-only show is not necessarily required to have commercial breaks, I don't think, if we're an app-only show.
Right.
During this hour, we are required to. But
sure.
If we did an app-only show, like a voluntary reaction
yeah.
type of show, it would not be required, which means we could have a little bit more fun spreading out ideas. But at the
yeah.
same time, we die a lot of times, and it's very easy to just die and then take a break like we're going to do right now. We'll be right back. OT Overtime, live from the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. And Tucker, we're getting political right out of the gates of
Are
this
we?
Segment. America never had a baby formula shortage until men started getting pregnant. You can't prove me wrong.
Who said that?
My favorite corner of the internet, Nick Adams. Whew. Again, just has like borderline like.
Is he run out of sports takes?
Apparently, I mean no. Like I was scrolling through his Twitter. It just every now and then he has a funny one that pops up in my timeline, and so then I get to scroll, and it's usually just the only funny one is the one that pops up in my timeline, and the rest are just like borderline racist or borderline. What's the word for not liking any other religion besides Christianity? Is there a word for that?
Not
liking. 'Cause that is a type of racism also, if you will.
I guess so. Sure. I don't know.
But you see what I'm saying
yes.
in terms of those things. But yeah, America never had a baby formula shortage until men started getting pregnant is a very funny tweet.
There's never been a baby formula shortage until now?
I don't know.
I would like to
fact check that.
I would like to just say shout out the baby formula industry.
Yeah, but I mean, it's
been
also,
pumping
I mean,
it out.
I mean, there's a shortage because there was a recall. It's not like
I understand that. I'm just saying.
Also who's against breastfeeding?
Nobody.
Good.
I don't think.
Start doing it. Who needs
right.
formula?
I mean, not everybody can, brother. Not everybody can.
This is true. No, you have a very good point. That's why baby formula was invented and one of the greatest inventions up there with penicillin, honestly.
Dude, baby formula is how I eat my cereal,
yeah.
bro.
I'm a breast milk guy.
Hey, you like it organic. That's fair. Whatever.
All natural.
I really, you know, I just prefer it, you know, just the shake and mix.
Yeah.
I like my milk that way.
It's like Nesquik.
That's, yeah, whatever.
A little chocolate powder.
Everybody has their own thing.
Cup of milk.
Some people cut the crust off their sandwiches. I'm a powdered milk guy.
You ever had evaporated milk?
Isn't it delicious?
I don't like it.
Isn't that like just liquid sugar? Or am I thinking of something different?
I think you're thinking of
I'm thinking of
wrong.
Condensed milk.
Maybe those are the same thing, and I don't know.
I know the stuff they pour on cake, that stuff, delicious. Stuff's pretty top-notch, if I do say so myself. And I do, and I am, and I have, and I will. You just over there reading stuff, laughing?
Yeah, just got some good tweets. Matt Harvey shouldn't be suspended. He should be arrested.
Who is this?
Matt Harvey.
Who? What did he do?
I don't know. But that's a funny tweet.
Arrest him. Put him in jail. You still just reading Nick Adams tweets
yeah.
over there? Are there, I mean, are you Do you like it? Are you having fun?
Not really. He's a bunch
he's
of
not.
Dumb ones.
He's not a good Twitter account.
He compared being a communist to being a Nazi.
He's jumped the shark a little bit.
Yeah, I mean he knows what he's doing now.
I mean I don't follow him, so I don't. I haven't known what he's doing.
I haven't followed him.
You follow him.
You can check me. I haven't followed
you
him.
You send me every tweet he's ever tweeted. You love that. You believe every word he says.
I am Nick Adams.
You are Nick Adams. Dude, it would make so much sense. It would be the most obvious.
I haven't taken a trip over to my other corner of the internet that I very much enjoy, though.
You love corners of the internet. I always say this. You're a corner guy.
Let me find it. Oh, did he block me? No. Did someone
do
tell
you want to do you want to quickly make a pick on this Boston Celtics Miami Heat game before it tips
Boston
off?
Celtics.
Oh, never mind. I thought it tipped off at 7:30. We can wait. You can say that later too. Also,
Boston Celtics and the under.
Just tonight?
Yeah.
What about the series?
Celtics in six.
In six,
they're
you
gonna
say?
Win, they're going to win it all.
Obviously, you think the Celtics
knock
are winning
on wood, if everything stays as planned. Obviously, you were not expecting to be without, or at least I wasn't being expected. For them to be without Al Horford and Marcus Smart.
You do,
obviously,
but you know that now.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to be out for a long time.
But they're going to be out tonight.
Kyle Lowry is also out, so that takes out a little bit of that defensive presence.
I forget Kyle Lowry plays for the Heat. Mm-hmm. That's weird. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll go Celtics in like...
My other corner of the internet's not really working.
I think the Celtics are going to have to go to another Game 7.
Really?
I think they are. And I think that's going to be the reason that they lose in the finals, actually.
So you're calling for a Warriors finals?
I mean, if that's what you're saying. You said it first, actually. I agree with you, Will. I agree with you. Warriors winning the finals. I agree. I concur. I confirm your opinion on the issue.
So you just have no confidence?
No, I just agreed with you. You said it, and I was like, yes, that's correct.
So say it. Yourself.
That the Warriors are going to win the finals? Yeah.
Put it on the record.
Yeah, the Warriors are going to win the finals this year. That's already kind of written in stone, Chief.
They're going to lose to the Mavs in five.
God, that would sting, dude. That would be such a bummer. That would be such a letdown. I mean, a Celtics-Mavs series would be...
That would be fun.
That would go crazy. I mean, honestly, all four teams left. I don't care. Mix them up. It's going to be a good finals.
Heat, I don't like the Heat that much.
Yeah, I mean, I don't love the Heat. I mean, I think the Celtics are probably...
Jimmy Butler's cool, though.
Sure.
I mean, that when they beat the 76ers and he just yelled, and I feel bad because I love Tobias Harris, former ball.
Yeah.
But when he just yelled, Tobias Harris for me? Really?
Yeah.
That's funny.
That's mean.
That's just so funny.
It's mean.
Right, because Jimmy Butler is the perfect player to stay in Philadelphia and be what they needed him to be.
Yeah.
And he said that he wished he would have rather stayed. Joel Embiid said that he wished he would have kept him instead of having James Harden. Like, they're like Jimmy Butler should be a Philadelphia 76er.
Yeah.
And the 76ers probably would have won a title by now.
They'd be closer.
It's been 3 years removed.
They would be closer than they are now. That's for certain.
Did you see the new Sports Illustrated model? The swimsuit that made headlines.
No, they still making that?
Yumi Nu, I believe is her name.
No, I have not, actually.
A very, very attractive woman. I'll send you, this is on Nick Adams' Twitter, so I don't even know what
about
it. But it just
is this like 2 weeks ago?
No, I think this was yesterday or 2 days ago.
Man, he tweets a lot.
Do you know who Jordan Peterson is?
I've heard the name. I know it's a political person.
Yeah, terrible, terrible, terrible political pundit who's wrong about a lot
right.
of things and just uses really bad, just like many on both sides, but mainly like Ben Shapiro and guys like that who talk fast, make themselves seem smarter by using fancy words and then using logical fallacies that dumb people aren't able to pick
sure,
up.
Sure, yeah, the Shapiro kind of guy,
yeah. That's how they argue. But Jordan Peterson quote tweeted like the Sports Illustrated like breaking the news of like her being the swimsuit illustrated swimsuit
the
edition.
Cover girl?
Yeah. Sports Illustrated swimsuit 2022 cover girl. There we go. And he
cover
said,
model.
He actually, I gotta find this tweet.
Cover it's, model.
The way that he said it is just so funny. Hold on. The tweet is brilliant. Like I hate him. It's I disagree with him. When I, I don't know if you've seen the picture.
No,
I don't.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I sent it to you.
I saw that tweet. Yeah.
Okay. Jordan Peterson said, "Sorry, not beautiful, and no amount of authoritarian tolerance is going to change that." She's hot, dude.
I mean, she bad looking, yeah.
And then one of his fans tweeted at him, "Sheesh, big fan here, Jordan. I find my girlfriend with a body type like this quite beautiful. Dial it back a bit, homie." One of the funniest tweets of all time.
Yeah, it's tough. Know your audience, bro. Know your audience. That's tough. Nick Adams smart enough to say, what's your thoughts? How's everybody feeling? Majority followers are cool with this? Me too. Me too. Don't rock the boat, Nick Adams. That's his name. That's what he goes by. Steady Waters Adams.
Oh, no, I just don't understand why people freak out about normal people being on things. Like, I understand. Like Zakai Ziegler this year is not the perfect basketball player. Build-wise, game-wise, anything you want to spit is not. Allen Iverson, sure. Not the perfect basketball
player. Isaiah Thomas.
Like, all these short guys, all these different Spud build Webb. Type of guys. Even, like, a stretch four coming into the game too early type deal. Not the prototypical player you want.
Sure.
Sometimes it's just like an average, like a Joe Ingles, which is like a white guy average dude, is sometimes the most fun player to watch because yeah. He's just like us. Like, normal people doing great things is very impressive.
Yeah, he's like me.
That girl
sure.
is a very normal looking lady, but she's also very, very attractive.
Right. Yeah.
I just don't understand why people hate normal people doing things. I want untangible and unbelievable standards.
People
I
hate
want
themselves,
to be depressed
dude.
About myself. Yeah. It almost is an excuse for depression, which I guess makes sense, but it's
yeah,
like,
man.
It's like the they don't want the media making them feel better about themselves. They don't want the pity and the charity, which I reckon makes sense. But still.
Right.
NBA draft lottery is on tonight, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm excited about that.
I don't even know how the odds already set.
I don't know.
How does that even make sense? Is it all regular season and playoffs not matter?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. For the lottery, it's usually the teams that did not make the playoffs.
Oh, yeah, okay, they're doing the lottery, not the gotcha. They're not setting the whole order. Gotcha. Okay. That makes sense. Yeah, they are not their spots are pretty set, I guess. You know, I'm not gonna lie, I miss the days where I don't miss the days at all. But it was fun, the lottery that one time. That was kinda cool.
Yeah.
It was fun.
I'm excited.
We got like what, third pick or whatever? And then he's been hurt ever since.
Yeah.
That was fun. At least watching the little ball come up and being like, oh, the Warriors, that's cool. It's pretty cool. It was fun to experience that one time, just the once, for one time.
Yeah.
It's pretty sick. Who's in the lottery, do you know?
I can look it up.
Oh, I thought you already,
because
you brought
tonight.
It up.
No, I just knew it was tonight.
I can do, hey, don't you worry, I'll pull it up, man.
I'll find the odds.
Okay, you're going to pull up the odds, I'll tell you the teams, or... Are you just going to do the whole
NFL draft lottery odds for the number one pick? Orlando, Detroit, and Houston are tied at 14%. Oklahoma City is 12.5%. Indiana is 10.5%. Portland, 9%. Sacramento, 7.5%. Los Angeles Lakers, who will be having that pick go to the Pelicans, or Memphis is 6%. San Antonio is at 4.5%. Washington is at 3%. New York is at 2%. LA Clippers, who will be going to the Oklahoma City Thunders, is at 1.5%. Charlotte at 1%, and Cleveland at -0.5%. Sorry.
Okay. I'm glad we got down through that. Who's even being like projected?
You got like Jabari Smith.
This isn't like a
Chet Holmgren, Jabari Smith are two guys, obviously, that I
right.
think are up there.
But it's a lot of guys who, like, you kind of can tell aren't.
Paolo Banchero,
okay.
Jaden Ivey is very, very good.
Sure.
He's an all-around type of scorer. He is an NBA player. There was one kid I can't remember. He's going to be drafted low and do very, very well, and it's going to make me mad that I can't figure out who it is. It's upsetting to me.
Is this the 2023 or the 2022 draft?
Maybe the 2022 draft.
Okay. I didn't know how close the lottery was and all that stuff. You know, I
turned around for 2 seconds. It's 15.
Yeah, no, we just hit another bomb. Don't worry. Yeah. Keegan Murray. Jalen Duren.
Yeah.
Not a star-studded draft.
No, not really.
I mean, I'm not really thinking any of these guys are going to be superstars.
I am excited to like see the suits and stuff. There's going to be at least one superstar from this.
Sure, the draft is fun. Yeah, there's always somebody, and it'll probably be somebody we're not expecting. Like, I mean, I would be shocked if Chet Holmgren were to be a superstar. You know,
he fits an interesting build, though.
Sure. Yeah. I just don't. I don't know. You know, you can just look at a guy and you feel like he just ain't an NBA guy. And I feel like that's I mean, I'm not anybody to be casting judgment in that area at all. I don't know. I've just seen a lot of college basketball players that look like college basketball players.
I think Ty Washington can have a solid time. He's pretty good. That's the guy I was thinking about a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's pretty good. Every ball touched with a Tennessee bat has threatened a home run today, pretty much.
It's been close, man.
I feel like there was one just a hair away from the foul pole right there. Would have been pretty cool.
I think it was Shaedon Sharpe, actually, who I was thinking about.
Think it was Shaedon Sharpe?
Yeah.
That's all right. Not a great draft, man.
No, not really. Keegan Murray's a good rebounder, but he's 6'8". He's old. It's going to be weird.
Yeah, I don't think we're...
I am excited to watch it, though. Sure. And there'll be one guy that no one knows about who's going to go off.
It's a fun event.
Benedict Mathurin. He's pretty good.
I've heard the name.
He's from Arizona.
Guy's
he's
a baller.
He's the one that touched that cheerleader. He, like, high-fived that cheerleader on the chest. I don't know if you remember that.
Yeah, that was awkward.
That was very weird.
That was awkward. He felt bad about it.
Did he? I never saw the after show.
I feel like he probably did, right?
You can just assume that. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like you don't, you know, if you don't mean to do something like that, you probably, you know, whoops, my bad.
Oh, my goodness. All right, we'll end it here, but Grant Williams' pregame fit is maybe the craziest.
I want to see what it looks like.
It might be the greatest fit of all
time. He's a pretty cool guy.
Oh, I missed. I accidentally clicked out of it. Hold on. I just, like, missed the send button.
And we'll talk about that.
After this break. Whoa. Rock, paper, scissors.
Oh, we rock, paper. Oh, this is. Gotcha. Whoa, brother. Gotcha.
It's time for the birthday game, and we got a lot of birthdays today. Good amount of them.
Bunch of them?
Starting today, May 17th, 1956, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania passed away very tragically, January 9th, 2022, very recently at the age of 65. One of the few ones that, like, hit. This, like, not all celebrity deaths hit for me. This one hit, and this one stung a little, but I won't lie to you. He's best known early in his career as the role of blank blank on the show Blank Blank.
Oh, I remember that guy.
He is also known as the original host of America's Funniest Home Videos. He provided the voice of future Ted Mosey on How I Met Your Mother. And in 2016, he reprised his role as Blank Blank in the follow-up series to Blank Blank as Fuller House.
Yes.
Think of
I know who I know.
Do you remember the Tourette's guy? YouTube
Danny
channel?
Tanner is just popping into my brain. Yeah. It's like forcing its way into my brain in front of his real name, and his real name is Bob Saget. There it is.
Do you remember the Tourette's guy?
Yeah, I don't think that was real.
I don't think either. But
I think
that
was fake.
Hilarious
faking.
When I was 12.
Yeah, when I was
despicable
like yeah,
behavior
when I was like 8 years old.
He was just using as an excuse
you
to slay slurs.
Yeah, you can't do that. Yeah, I think we have to disavow that actually. Post mostly.
Yeah, he was always wearing a neck brace.
Yeah, I don't know what that was about
either.
That
was weird, man.
Yeah.
May 17th.
Weird time in the internet. Back in the Stone Age.
37 years old today. A quarterback who has been discussed on this radio show many a time in a very heated debate. An NFL quarterback who began his career.
Shout out Matt Ryan.
Falcons. It is Matt Ryan.
Shout out Matt Ryan. I believe in you, buddy.
If he wins the Super Bowl with the Colts, I will retroactively give
probably,
up everything.
He probably will.
I will be giving up everything you won't see me again.
If he Colts, probably will.
I'm saying it right
he
now.
He probably will.
I'm saying it right now.
It'll probably happen.
If the Indianapolis Colts win the Super Bowl this year,
whoa,
Will Stevens.
He'll probably win one.
I'm not saying anything crazy, but I will delete my social media, and you will never hear from me again in a sports fan.
Well, that's
way.
The safest bet. If the Colts win the 2023 Super Bowl.
I will never be a sports fan again. That will ruin me. I'm genuinely serious right
what
now.
Is that Super Bowl 56 or 57?
May 17th, 1982, I got a lot of them.
Yeah, go ahead.
Belgium, I did not know that. I thought he was French. 40 years old, all-star point guard.
No, 40.
Who was named NBA Finals MVP in 2007 after leading the San Antonio Spurs to victory.
Was that Tony Parker?
NBA championship Belgium? With the Spurs in 2014. It is Tony
I thought he was French,
Parker.
Too.
Yeah. He plays for the French national team, so I think he must just be born in Belgium. And
one of those sort of things, yeah.
One of those weird guys.
One of those guys.
1993, May 13th, going all the way back. Huntsville, Alabama, 29 years old today. I don't know if you're going to know who this is, but
that's okay.
Same era as you and me, so I think you should. Actress best known for her roles in Disney Disney series, The Suite Life on Deck, and Jessie. She also starred in a made-for-TV movie, 16 Wishes.
Is that Demi, or is that the other one?
Not Demi, but you're very close.
It's the other one. It's,
Think Little Snacks.
Little Smacks?
Little, like, snacks. Little oatmeal cream pies, fudge rounds.
Oh, it's Debbie Ryan.
There you go.
I about said Debbie Reynolds. Who is that? Ryan Reynolds' wife? Who's Debbie Reynolds?
I don't know.
I don't either.
She's famous.
I'm going to Google it and hope it's somebody normal.
Debbie Reynolds is an American actress, singer, and businesswoman. Her career spanned almost 70 years, and she was nominated for Golden Globes for Most Promising Newcomer.
Shout out. R.I.P.
Oh, yeah, she was in Singing in the Rain. That's a brilliant film.
R.I.P. 2016. Iconic woman. Shout out Debbie Reynolds as well, along with Debbie Ryan.
Actor, May 13th, London, England, did not...
England.
London, England. Did not know he was from London, but it makes sense. 36 years old today. The Batman, most recent one.
Robert Pattinson's British.
Did not know that either.
I think I did know that, actually.
I haven't seen The Batman yet, though.
It's a fantastic film,
It's just
brother.
Such a commitment.
It's very good.
Sneedville, Tennessee, country music singer, 29 Morgan years old
Wallen.
Today. Yeah, I hate him. And people are just so obsessed with him for no reason.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've met him. He's not cool.
I was about to say, yeah. Yeah.
Talented. I will give him that.
I went to high school with like 50.
Yeah. Yeah, everyone can play three chords and sing.
50 of those guys.
Someone who can't do it, this guy does, though. May 13th, 1950, Michigan, 72 years old today. Motown prodigy, multi-instrumentalist who broke a record for Grammy held by a solo artist with 22 titles and released over 30 top 10 hits during his career. Can't see, but can play the piano.
Is this Stevie Wonder?
It is Stevie Wonder. Always thought Stevie Wonder was a girl.
Really?
Never seen him, only heard him. But only like two or three songs. This was when I was like 7.
Maybe you were thinking, maybe you confused him and Stevie Nicks.
I did.
Okay. Because he, a little masculine sounding.
You're right.
He's a little masculine presenting.
1961, Trenton, New Jersey. Did not know he's from New Jersey. That's pretty cool. 61 years old today. Dominant NBA power forward.
I was going to say James Gandolfini.
Mostly known for his defense, rebounding, and outrageously bizarre behavior.
Dennis Rodman. The Worm. A Jersey guy?
That's what I, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that reminds me. He did go to like NGIT
he's from
or
Jersey.
Something like that.
He went where?
NGIT, I think. Okay. Where he played basketball originally before somewhere else.
Okay.
May 13th, 1977. He was like 30 when he joined the league. I got a lot of birthdays, so we're sprinting
right,
through
he
these.
Was a Spur.
The Bronx, New York, 45 years old today. Most recent release was a Arby's song.
Huh?
I think it was an Arby's diss track, or maybe it was an Arby's song dissing somebody else. I think it was an Arby's diss
Is
track.
Is this Zach
against,
Fox or something?
No. You know
he's
him.
Not 45.
Terrence Thornton. Hated Drake.
Is this
he signed a solo artist with Kanye West's label?
Yes, this is the most recent beef with Drake.
We're not Tennessee basketball was pushing P this year. This
yeah,
guy,
it's Pusha T. It's Pusha T. It's Pusha T. I knew it the whole time.
Late night host, political satirist whose popular show in 2014. It was also announced he was to succeed. Sissy David Letterman is the host of The Late Show. He got his start on the Dana Carvey Show. You know this guy, The Blank Report?
Yeah.
SC.
The SC Report?
SC.
Stephen Colbert.
There you go. Hootie, not the Blowfish.
Oh, wow. We already spoke about Wagon Wheel once today. That is Darius Rucker. I about called him Dennis.
Dennis Rucker.
Dennis Rucker.
I love Darius Rucker.
That version of that song made me hate him.
May 13th, 1992, New Orleans, Louisiana. 30 years old today, NFL defensive back, best known as the Honey Badger.
Oh, that is Tyrann Mathieu.
There you go. May King. 12th, 1968, Carlsbad, California. That's a great name for a city. 54 years old, individual sports icon who became a star for redefining vertical skateboarding, founding Birdhouse, and launching a successful video game series.
I was about to say, yeah, I know someone from Carlsbad. That's Tony Hawk.
It's Tony Hawk's birthday. Yeah. A couple days ago, May 12th to be exact.
Shout out, Tony
1937,
Hawk.
New York City, New York, passed away June 22nd at the age of 71 in 08, unfortunately. Considered by many to be the greatest stand-up comedian of all time. He put out 14 comedy specials for HBO in his career.
Richard Pryor.
First host of SNL Live in 1975. He
That's going to
host-
be... Oh, God. Keep talking.
He was posthumously...
Posthumously.
There we go. Awarded the Mark Twain Prize for American Humor in 2008 after he passed away.
Give me his initials.
Seven Dirty Words.
Oh, that's George Carlin.
Yep.
Oh, I didn't know he was the first host of SNL.
Love George Carlin. I do think he is one of the greatest stand-up comedians.
He's on Rushmore.
Not the greatest joke teller of all time. He's one of the ranters, which is a type of stand-up comedian that a lot of people like. Not my favorite.
It's like the
not my cup of tea.
But he makes a point about society.
Yes, he's a goat in terms of thought.
He's a fantastic. Yeah.
I would argue he's more.
But he is funny as well.
He's hilarious. Yeah.
Especially like, you're looking through this as the like. I mean, when he did it.
But again, I'm just saying in terms of like again, you cannot like a brand of basketball or like people hate this brand of baseball. But that I mean, we're winning 15-0. Like
right.
This is a brand of baseball that works.
It wins.
His comedy works. He's a living legend is living.
He's
is what I meant
he's
to
a,
do.
He's a regular legend. He's just a regular legend. Will he's not a. Spoiler alert, it should be on your computer screen, actually just in front of you. It'll tell you
14 years ago.
The exact date?
June 22nd, 2008.
R.I.P.
It's not even in front of me, I just know that.
R.I.P.
No, goat, for sure. Not my cup of tea, however.
I'm a Carlin guy, I like George Carlin.
Oh, I can. I mean, I've never watched all 14 of his specials, but I can watch a
George
Carlin.
I don't know where
special.
You... I mean, they might be on HBO Max.
They're probably
but
on YouTube somewhere.
Yeah.
May 12th, 1978. Pompton Plains, New Jersey, 44 years old today. Actor who rose to fame as Jim Levinson in the American Pie film franchise. He went on to portray Larry Bloom on the hit Netflix series Orange is the New Black. And as a voice actor when he provided the voice for Leonardo in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
I don't think I know. Oh, is that Savage?
No, think...
It's not Ben Savage? Or
think Friday the 13th and think of...
Jason...
A Tom Hanks movie where he grows because he makes a wish on that little candle thing.
It's Jason Biggs.
It's Jason Biggs.
I know who Jason Biggs is.
Yeah, that's why
Jason Biggs is.
One of my favorite comedians here, however, he would be on my Mount Rushmore, I think.
Okay.
May 12, 1983, Vancouver, Canada, 39 years old today. Canadian
Jim Jefferies.
Comedian and writer.
He's British, not.
No, try again.
Australian.
There you go.
He's got an accent. You know what I meant.
Starring in the Comedy Central series Blank for You.
Oh, it's Nathan Fielder.
There it is.
He is very funny.
Arguably the funniest person alive right now, and no one gives him enough credit.
Is holy incredibly
he does
funny.
YouTube humor like YouTube humor should be done.
And it's perfect.
Everyone's YouTube humor is just, okay, I'm going to be a horrible human being
and loud.
Record it.
Yeah.
He writes good jokes.
Incredibly
then
good
does
jokes.
Them. Oh, my God. I
it's
love
perfect.
Nathan Fielder. I can't say any of the words from the song, but played at Texas... Bum, bum, bada, bada, bum.
Oh, it's is it Mo Bamba?
Bum, bum.
Yeah. Oh, it's Sheck West?
No,
whose birthday?
It's Mo Bamba.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Football player.
You can't say any of those words.
No, exactly. Any of them.
None of those.
Bum, bum, bum.
No.
Scrappy, hot-tempered wide receiver who was a 5-time Pro Bowl selection with the Carolina Panthers before joining the Baltimore Ravens
Steve
in 2014.
Smith.
Bang. And finally here... not
turn this down and turn
baseball
back
player
up
who probably hates picnics. Passed
baseball?
Away in 2015 at the age of 90.
Yogi Berra.
There you go.
Let's go! He actually loves picnics, but I got the picnic reference either way.
Thank you, thank you. We'll see you guys tomorrow.
God, we love you guys. Just a little.
See you.